This is the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board of Trustee meeting Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 1 o'clock PM.
Thank you. This is David Brims. I'll act as chair for the meeting today. And we'll begin our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have any public comments in person or online?
There were no public comments.
We'll move to item number four, approved funding for Butterfield Canyon emergency repairs. Chad Anderson.
Sure. Chad. Show you some photos. So this actually happened on the 22nd, actually. There's kind of a cloudburst storm that caused this, pretty substantial rain, as far as we can tell, up in Butterfield Canyon. There were two kind of washout locations. This one is by far the worst of the two. You can see here, actually, I'll go to the original photos. So these are photos from the original washout. This is a day and a half after that happened. You can see that the damage is pretty extensive. There's asphalt just hanging off the edge. This is Stephen Kohlmeyer, Operations Director of Public Works Operations. Anyway, there are barricades and cones set out. You can see that the soil is washed out underneath the road. There's quite a kind of chasm, but the photos don't really do it justice. The bottom of this is quite a ways down. You estimate 50 feet, more than that, maybe?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we could look on the drone imagery.
Yeah, at least 50 feet.
Yeah.
Anyway, since then, and at that time, it was seeming like this was something we could just keep the road closed and that this wouldn't be an emergency. But since then, we've been back out to the site. It's like a video going down the road. That first day, we got ambushed by two news crews coming back down, and Stephen gave a statement for them. This is what it looks like as of late last week, but it's opened up quite a bit more, continues to erode underneath the road. And at this stage, I would consider it an emergency, that we need to mitigate the damage. And it also is a pretty significant safety concern for the cyclists and trail users. It's used for hike, but not usually this far up, but it's mostly cyclists that go past here. Consider it a safety concern. Do you want to share your imagery?
Yeah, I can share some of the stuff we collected up there last week. So we got up there with our drone on Wednesday and Thursday last week, and we're able to fly about a mile and a half of this canyon. This is obviously the spot in question with quite a significant washout here on the road. So we do have some modeling here for people to use. And we've got imagery of about, like I said, a mile and a half of this whole upper canyon. This model is just of the area of concern, but I also have an additional upper imagery which covers that whole area. So, turn that base map off. You can see that damage is right around here. And we flew this whole mile and a half of upper canyon that we could access. Below here, the canyon really drops down into the bottom of the canyon, and there's a lot of tree cover, so we didn't fly down there. I do have a lot of 360 video I can share of that area. But in this imagery, you can see a lot of debris on the road. And this type of debris is pretty extensive all the way up this road to where we saw that major damage at. But you can check out this imagery going all the way up and see this debris scattered across the roadway. So this is a good resource just to see, you know, where that debris kind of started and ended on this road for people. I think I'm looking at a 3D model, so it's a little slower and out of focus, but yeah, just lots of debris going up the whole way. We also do have, like I said, the 360 video. If I can get this to open. Similar to what Chad was showing, this is that hole. We were really able to get that camera down in there so you can see what it's looking like. Pretty extensive damage, and I think this was actually the second day we were up there. It had rained pretty significantly the night before, and there's even more trees down in this hole than there was on the first day. So we have some imagery from Wednesday and Thursday that we can compare against and see how that changed just over that other rain event. But yeah, we've got some good documentation of the damage that took place up there with the drone and with the 360 camera. And for that 360 camera, I also have imagery of the whole lower canyon as well. So all of this road going down to the gate, we've got video of, as well as there was a much smaller washout in the lower canyon that we have some documentation of, but that was already cleaned up. Sorry? That was cleaned up on our way out of there on Thursday. There were crews cleaning up this road, so.
Who was doing the work?
Public Works.
Yeah, operations had started to go up to clean up the debris where it washed across the road.
Who will do the repair?
So I basically the plan is to take a two-pronged approach for the repair. The first being the emergency part to mitigate the damage and basically get this kind of stabilized and the road built back up so it's passable. The second is to do a drainage analysis and basically look at long-term fixes so this doesn't happen again. Anyway, the plan for the near-term fix is basically got a contractor fired up and ready to go. We need to basically get a contract with them that can be in the next MSD board meeting to approve that. But anyway, need to get them going, and they've got a plan for how to fix this. That plan involves actually putting in a retaining wall kind of just outside of the edge of the asphalt. Near vertical, and then it'll reduce the amount of fill needed substantially.
Right. So,
yeah.
What's the pitch of the slope through there?
It's steep.
It's steep. It looks really steep.
Yeah, the old slope was at least a 1-to-1 slope. So, you know, there now it's beyond vertical at some places. So.
Pretty steep.
Yeah.
Can the road be made passable now? Can you cut into the uphill side and get around that?
No, it's pretty rocky up above this, and actually, it's hard to show, but the slope above this is actually very steep also, so if you do cut into it, it's going to slide from a long way up.
Has this area been a problem before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So this, looking at the repairs that have been done on Butterfield Canyon Road, that there's a lot of background, actually. Do you mind if I...
Go for it, yeah.
Okay. The road largely actually tips toward the mountain. Where am I going? Hold on. I'll show you, like, street view. So. Sections like right here. And right here is about, actually, that's almost exactly where it spilled over. You can see the object marker sign here. That is at the edge of the opening there. So the road from here up some distance around this corner, past here and around the next corner, this all tips toward the mountain. So all of the drainage coming off this slope collects there against this edge of the road and is channelized down pretty much to that point where it spilled back over, actually farther than this. Yeah. You can see this kind of wash out there, and the bigger one is where we had it.
So does the fix put in a gutter and a culvert?
So the near-term fix, I think while they're working, I asked them to put up, basically we'll put up sandbags to divert water in the near term so it doesn't go back into the job site and just keep flushing out that same exact spot. The long-term fix probably means putting riprap, like basically kind of stones down that slope in these areas where it flushes off. So the riprap or the kind of the rock, kind of just big rocks, they resist that force of the water coming off that edge.
Can I add to that? So we don't have the long-term fix yet, so we're going to get an emergency construction contractor to go stabilize the site, and we're hiring an engineering firm to help us come up with long-term solutions.
Okay.
So we don't have the long-term drainage solution yet, but we'll hire that out, review it, and hopefully build that.
Yeah, there.
And it'll likely take a few months before we can start that construction. So
yeah.
The emergency part is to stabilize it so we don't keep losing sections of the road, so it'll be harder to reconstruct when we get there. So it's a two-pronged approach.
Yeah, on mountain roads, on Forest Service roads, you do see a lot of culverts underneath the road where it handles the drainage and dumps it over. It's probably going to be similar here,
and
like what you just said.
Tricky here because the road is so narrow.
It
so a
is.
Lot on one side, you sometimes have room for an open culvert because once we have a box, it's going to fill up. And so our drainage engineer will have their work cut out for them, trying to come up with a creative solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave us scope fee and schedule for that kind of design and analysis project. They'll wrap that up in December, January, and then we'll hope to get to construction on that part of basically the long-term fix in the spring. So kind of probably right at the tail end of this road repair. So.
Okay.
Yep. That's the plan, but we don't have those contracts yet for this meeting.
All right. So I guess we need a proposal. You're asking for how much right now? $1 million?
Yeah, $1 million budget. Just that's eyeballing it. It's quite a bit of damage. Maybe less. Maybe a little bit more. But at this point, there's a lot of unknowns and just a fair amount of urgency to at least stop the damage from getting worse. Okay. Any questions?
We need a motion for this, for that amount of money. What do we do?
It's a motion to approve.
I'm happy to make that motion to approve.
Thank you, Larry.
Did I miss where we're pulling the money from?
We have, every year we budget about $2.5 million in our PWOps budget above and beyond what they present to us. And it's specific for emergencies. And that's where we will pull the money from. There was some money that was given to us. It's some special funds from Kennecott, but we have proposed to the county to use it for that, but that has not been approved. So right now, due to the urgency, we're asking for the money to come from that fund, that $2.5 million that we have.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a quorum?
Is that a second, Mayor Perry?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 We need a roll call by any chance?
I heard Jesse, Lori, and let's see, who was?
Anyone opposed?
And Keith.
And Keith.
Oh, Keith is not here.
All in favor?
Can I get clarification on the motion, please?
Because we're online, do we need to do a roll call vote on this? I think that's required by law, actually.
So Tabitha is asking for a restatement of the motion.
I move that we approve this project, the money for this project.
Could I add to that, recommend that you add to that as an emergency procurement? We're not going through a standard bid process here for the reasons you've already seen. It's just getting worse.
Yeah, so as a, go ahead and add that as an emergency procurement.
In the sum of $1 million?
Correct. Yeah.
I'll maintain my second.
But then I think we have to do a roll call vote, Mark. Correct me if I'm wrong, because we are online.
What the law doesn't specifically require, it doesn't specifically say roll call vote, but it does require that each individual trustee's vote be noted, and frankly, a roll call vote is probably the most sure way of doing that.
Okay, that makes sense. That was just something we had in our training.
So, I mean, it's up to the chair, but I would recommend a roll call, just for clarity.
Yeah, we'll have a roll call vote. Tabitha, will you call for that?
Trustee Brems?
Yes.
Trustee Ferry?
Yes.
Trustee Stringham?
Yes.
Trustee Valdez?
Yes.
Trustee Zuspan?
Yes.
Is everyone online?
Thank you. Motion carries. Okay. We don't need a closed session today. And I think we can make, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Aye.
Thanks, you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll get together and work on a PowerPoint for that.
Yeah.
To meet with the senator and. I think we could use that as an opportunity to talk about some other MSD issues if we want to.
Yeah, I've got probably about six slides right now that I can share.